So yesterday we saw a massive story break in the form of the petrol price, Brent crude, as we would know it, dropped by a massive 30%. There was a bit of an altercation between Saudi Arabia and Russia. I think Russia was trying to sell off the oil a little bit cheaper than Saudi Arabia, and then Saudi Arabia was like, okay, we can show you this as well. But to break it all down, and to correct me if I'm wrong, UJ economics graduate Gladwin Mokhumutse, a.k.a. the part-time Skutani. Good morning, my brother.
Hello.
Good morning, guys. There in studio. How are you guys?
Morning, we're good.
Good. Yeah. Just speaking on that, Nick, it's actually Saudi that prefer to get a bit of a slash in the price of the oil.
Because,
it will suit them very well to have the petrol lowly price because it costs them less to produce the oil. So Russia does not agree with that. So that's why we saw a huge slump in the price of oil. I think this is the lowest oil has been since 1991. I heard you guys talking about Yizo there. So the guys who know Yizo should have been around during this time when
1991. Yeah, Marshall remembers 1991.
Yes.
I wasn't there in 1991, but okay.
Wait, hold on. What year were you born?
In 92.
Okay, no, so it's fine. Oh, God, they got. Gladwin, I've just got a bunch of kids. This breakfast has become a crash.
Wow.
All right, so tell me, I mean, it's a 30% drop in price for Brent crude. This is massive. A lot of people don't realize is that the reason why our price of petrol is still so high is because every time we get some sort of petrol drop, in terms of how much the Brent crude is worth, government sneakingly raises the tax or slips in another tax for us to pay. And that's why the price of petrol has been at where it has been, even though we've seen massive drops globally.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, about a little over 50% of our fuel price is actually its levies and all the government costs that are priced in. So we're actually paying 50% more. We're actually paying 50% more than we're supposed to on the price of petrol. But I know a lot of people. A lot of people are wondering, where does this fuel levy price go? Where does it go? There's a show on Mzansi Magic called I Blew It. If you want to know what happened, that's where you can just have a look at where all the levies go. But that's how it's priced in.
All right, thank you. We'll definitely check it out. I know one of these coming days, the episode that they've been promoting is Kaizer Chiefs and how they blew their lead in the Premier League as well.
Ah, whatever, Nick, whatever.
All right, Gladden, what does this mean for us? A 30% drop, is it going to significantly affect our pockets?
It will actually have a positive intake in our pockets. So we're looking at the price that it closed at yesterday. We're looking at a possible drop of almost 2 rand to our petrol price. But then also we have to price in
Whoa. I had thrown out the number 2 rand last year. Yesterday. I didn't know how accurate I was.
Yeah, you're pretty much accurate. So we're looking at a price drop of about 2 rand. That's a lot considering the petrol price. But now we have to price in the fact that the minister is set to set a fuel levy that's about 25 cents at the beginning of April. So it will bring a much welcome relief to consumers, but also we must also price in the fact that the rand is also kind of plummeting. So we're going to see how the Reserve Bank and the Automobile Association kind of works around the pricing in into the petrol price. But it will bring a much welcome relief to consumer pockets.
Look, I'll be honest with you. If we can walk away with at the very least 1.50 petrol price reduction, I would consider it to be an absolute win. Anything less than that, I kind of feel like government is just they're shizering us. They're not giving us the true value.
Yeah. It's just shying out. And then looking at our local markets, we saw obviously our local markets were all in the red yesterday because of obviously the spread of the coronavirus, which the Chinese government tried to downplay over the years until Italy happened over the past couple of weeks. Which then easily happened. So it's kind of the markets are kind of feeling the effects of, you know, the kind of global uneasiness and investors just trying to move money. And actually, the funny thing is, I actually spoke about this on your show a while back when we were still hosting the show. Gold is the most peaceful investment you can have. When everything, yes, when everything goes awry, everyone runs to gold. When suddenly some Chinese guy comes up with a new invention, people take money out, gold becomes undervalued, you can buy and then keep it. And then when they decide, when they finally figure out that this person is taking them for a ride, what do? Investors take their money back to gold. So gold is kind of the most peaceful. That's why we saw gold shares are the only ones that actually had a green yesterday.
All right, so you know, if you're worried about globally what's happening with Corona and you want to know what to do with your money, put it in gold. That's the suggestion.
It's safer to put it in gold.
Yeah. Listen, this coronavirus has impacted markets globally. I mean, it's only a matter of time before we start seeing trade restrictions. Something as silly as toilet paper. There being a shortage of it in Australia because of trade restrictions between China and Australia. With import bans because of the coronavirus, just goes to show that how some countries were ill prepared for this.
Yeah, it shows how other countries were ill prepared for this. We never saw this coming. And the other problem is that we gave China the responsibility to handle it, and they downplayed it. So we are suffering the after effects of trusting China.
Yeah, well, you know, also if you take away local production and don't let the local market grow. And when you've got your main supplier, if you use one vehicle to do everything in the household and then that vehicle breaks, then you can't really do much now, can you? You just got to wait until it's fixed.
Exactly. Yeah. It speaks to your point that we're ill prepared for the global impact of an effect of the virus. So basically that's how the markets are looking all around. I mean, now we have a huge problem of rates being cut, and once the rates being cut, we start to have the problem of deflation. So once the markets are too low, and then we have a problem of deflation because of constantly cutting rates to combat the kind of external problems that we are facing in the market.
Are we expecting another repo rate cut in the next couple of days or months?
We should expect a repo rate cut, kind of to sort of ease the the kind of situation that the financial markets find themselves in, to kind of settle and kind of put the banking system up and running again.
Yeah, because I've noticed that in all the forms of sort of like reform that happens in the economy, when the repo rate drops, that's one of the few times where it goes directly to the consumer's pockets. Because I've seen it with bonds, I've seen it with vehicles. When you buy a vehicle, you get an option to have it on a fixed interest rate, or you can choose to have it, at whatever the repo rate is. And whenever situations like this happen, where the repo rate goes down by 25 basis points, I normally get an SMS from the finance house to say, this is your new rate, this is how much you're paying, because the interest rate has gone down, which is also kind of helping, create a little bit of space and a little breathing space for the consumers.
Yeah, it gives much welcome relief to consumers. But now, once that starts happening often, then we have a problem of deflation around the economy. So we want to have consumer relief all around, but we do not want to be like Zimbabwe.
Now, tell me, am I being an opportunist here by asking the question of when the repo rate gets is down, when we get a rate cut, is that the right time to invest in property?
It's always the right time to invest in property, but that would be the most ideal time to.
Because your interest rate and your interest repayment would be much lower than what it would have been a couple of years ago.
Yes. The prices are a little lower. It's a buyer's market all around when there's a rate cut.
All right, so not seller's market, buyer's market, just so that people know. So you can't dictate to us how much you want. We'll tell you how much we're willing to give.
Yeah, exactly. That hits the nail on the head.
All right, Gladwin, listen, it's always a pleasure chatting to you, my brother. Thank you very much for being so informative. And we look forward to that episode on what happens with our petrol money on Mzansi Magic's I Blew It.
Yeah, definitely. That's it from me, Gladwin Mkhumutsi. Your part-time Scotan is signing out.
Danke, Papa.
Danke, Papa.